Hello and welcome to What's Brewing CISFA. What's Brewing CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
And there we go, Dana. We're pouring our first cup in the morning here. And
I can smell it.
I hope you can. Yes. And if you can smell a third aroma of good coffee or something, I think that's our special guest today. We have on the show a special guest. We have Anna Faye Robinson, Financial Aid Director at Los Angeles Pierce College, or as they like to call themselves, Pierce College. She is also the current president of CASFA, our fellow association here in California, the California Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. Welcome, Anna Faye.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's good to have you here.
Good morning.
So as our show is titled What's Brewing CISFA, and our logo has a little coffee cup on it, our first cup segment, we may talk sometimes about what we're drinking. Are you drinking any hot beverages this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Coffee, tea?
It's coffee. Actually, I've turned into, let's say, Vietnamese coffee.
Vietnamese coffee. Okay. Ooh. So is that a stronger type of brew or a lighter type of brew?
It's strong and very smooth.
Okay.
Okay. And then where do you purchase it at?
Well, you know, Amazon.
Okay. Online. Okay. It's not in the grocery stores?
Yeah. And I also go to one of the Asian stores and I can get it from there.
Okay. But I wouldn't find this in my big big box grocery store probably yet.
No.
Okay. Okay. So
yeah.
A specialty blend.
We went to Vietnam last year and seems like there's a coffee house every 5 feet. So
wow. Wow. Okay. Well, Dana, what are you drinking this morning here?
So I'm going to be having my cold brew.
Oh.
And So what I might do is I might blend it though.
Okay.
Yeah, and then add some dulce de leche. You know, the caramel I was telling you about the last episode.
Yes.
And maybe hit it with a little heavy whipping cream too, just to, you know,
give
it a little, yeah, creaminess.
That is super fancy. That would take an extra 2 minutes at the local Starbucks right there.
Yes, it would. And then, you know, the after hours version will hit it with a couple of capfuls of Kahlua.
Okay. As long as it's after your work day. Because I do believe you say somewhere in the beginning of the intro of the show that we do work together in the same office. Yes. Which means we do keep similar hours, so, you know.
Oh, yes, we do. So, that's why I said that's the hour. Yes. That's the after hour.
Okay, that's the after hours.
The hit it with the Kahlua. But I'm curious, Anna Faye, about this coffee you're drinking, though. So is it just any type of Vietnamese coffee, or is it like a specialty brand? Or?
Yeah, a special brand that is well-known in Vietnam, and that's kind of what I like. So it's really smooth. It actually doesn't have a bitter taste.
And
instead of cream, I put condensed milk.
Okay.
Nice.
Sweetened condensed milk. Okay. And and I brew it the old fashioned way.
Okay. Wow. So so when you say old fashioned, do you use it over the stove? Are you talking about that one or?
I heat up the water first, and it's
the French press,
the filter
coffee press.
Oh, the French coffee press.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow. I'm gonna try this.
This sounds good. Yeah, I like.
Yeah,
I bitter type of coffee and certain roasts just really get to me, so I try to avoid them.
Okay. Yeah, this one doesn't have a bitter taste at all. So I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Please do, yeah.
We may just put the information in the show notes, but we won't be selling it. So Anna Faye is not making any money, anyone. Don't worry about that.
No.
All right, well, let's get into our questions for you. We have you, hopefully, at least for the first segment, maybe beyond. We never know. So, Anna Faye, I'm going to start this off easy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us about your rise in financial aid. Obviously, I assume you started as a student worker, as so many have, and now you are the queen of CASFA.
Wow. Yes, I started as a student worker in the financial aid office. And that was, well, I'm going to have to say the year. I'm going to have to date myself. So that was in 1986.
Okay.
I started as a student worker. And it seems like I never left after that. I just stayed in financial aid. And I really liked the profession. Mm-hmm. You know, and we'll talk more about that later. But sure. So I started as a student worker, and then I became permanent after 3 years. And after that, you know, I became a, you know, a financial aid technician. Mm-hmm. And then I was acting financial aid manager for about 6 months when the financial aid director retired. And then I moved on to... Ed Fund. Do you remember Ed Fund?
Yes, Ed Fund, for those who didn't know. That was back in the days of guaranteed loans. Mm-hmm. Yes. They were the state guarantor here in California. Yes.
Yes. So I was with Ed Fund for about 3 years. And then a position came up at LA Mission.
Oh, yes.
As a financial aid director. So I... took that, and I was there for about, God, close to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then I transferred over to LA Pierce College, same position. And I've been there since 2006, I believe.
I believe so, because I started around 2008 at Mission, and I know there was a gap. So you left the office very well organized. I have to say, I'd never started a job with an office more organized than when I knew I was taking over Anna Faye's spot.
So, and then, and then I started volunteering, mm-hmm. and things happened, and then now I'm here as CASFA president. I don't know how that happened, but for some reason I became CASFA president.
And I know, just in CASFA, we'll talk about the CESFA stuff, but... I know in CASFA alone, you've done a variety of things. In fact, committees and other positions. You've been like a vice president.
I'm going to blame Dennis for this because I'm going to blame you because you're the one who twisted my arm, remember, to join the CASFA High School Relations Committee.
That's right. Well, it was only fair.
You were co-chair with Brian Dickinson then.
Well, it was only fair because I got, my former boss, Pat Hurley, and we've talked about her on the show, retired for a while now, but still active in the community. She, as soon as I started my first job at Glendale Community College in 1999, got me involved with CESFA and CASFA because... for those who know Pat Hurley, she was involved in everything. Things did not move in financial aid unless she knew about it or did something about it. And so I've been involved, and I got onto that high school relations committee pretty early because a friend of mine was, I think he was co-chairing with someone else from Ed Fund, Beryl. And then he turned it over to me, and as you said, you know, turned it over to Brian Dickinson, also who was at the time with the Student Aid Commission. And that's when I needed to move on to other things, and that's when I roped Anna Faye in.
Yeah, so that's how I started. I was co-chairing, or actually chairing that for a while, for a long time. And I found co-chairs, and I'm still involved with CASFA High School Relations Committee.
As am I.
Anymore. We Dennis and I actually co-chaired prior to our presidency of the association, mm-hmm. and then we found two lucky ones to co-chair this year.
Yes.
And we're still involved. I'm still involved as a presenter because I really love that committee.
Well, it's a great connector. You know, Dana, as I always think about it, it's that great connection we get with the high school counselors. And, you know, as you've, you know, worked with high school counselors, our counselors and students in the high school, how important it is that our high school counselors have good info about financial aid.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a great committee, you know, to work on. And from there, I know you've been like vice president of federal issues.
I was vice president of federal issues. I was also the CSFA segmental rep for
That's
CASFA.
Right. You represented CSFA on the CASFA board. And then to your rise as president. And just like CSFA, CASFA's president is a three-year commitment of your life.
It is a three-year commitment. I can't believe it's now September. It seems like it was just yesterday when I was in Riverside? Yeah.
Yes.
Were at Riverside, right?
The last year in-person conference. And,
I was on stage and frightened. But now we're in September. I have two more months, and we'll talk more about what's next at CASFA. But so many hats there.
All right. Well, let's go on then from your CASFA world, and let's talk about, you know, what you've done with CSFA over the years. What have you done? You've been involved again in a number of roles.
Yes, I've been involved with CSFA also. I was Regional 7 representative to the Chancellor's Office for several years. And I believe I'm going to blame Glenn Shank on this one. I think he's a
colleague of ours at West LA College.
he's a financial director at West LA. And they said, oh, why not? Right. So, and then I love that group too. So I stayed on, and I also was, vice president of federal issues at CSFA.
That sounds correct. Yes.
And yeah. And I also, I'm involved with the Foster Youth Success Initiative through the Chancellor's Office.
Yeah, I think I remember one of your things, and you can tell me if it was CSFA or CAS related, but I know you went to Washington, D.C. once and for their leadership thing that they did in the spring, right?
And yes, that was, I was the federal issues for CSFA. And because as federal issues chair or vice president, then we get to go to Washington, D.C. and advocate for our students and for our association.
And for those who don't know, that means if you don't know, NASFA does their own podcast. And so this is not Anna Faye's first podcast either, right?
That's correct. At the end of that leadership conference, after our visit to the Hill, NASFA did a small podcast afterwards. And
one of their off-the-cuff episodes there. I remember listening to that. There was Anna Faye talking about what she had learned, because you learn a little more about the federal processes to how you get legislation moving or get things inserted about higher ed into it. And so it was very, very interesting aspect of that. So we're not her first, everyone, I'm sorry to say, but that's why she's such a professional. Well, what I think we're going to do here, knowing where we're at, and so that Dana, I'm going to give you the next few questions that come to mind here. I hope, Anna Faye, you'll hang with us for the next segment. We got another segment to go. So we're going to have a short musical interlude here as we set ourselves up for our second cup.
And welcome to our second cup on the What's Brewing CSFA show.
In case you needed to top off your drinks, everybody, your hot beverages, or in Dana's case, the cold brew of yours. So, Dana, I'm going to throw it to you for a while. Got any questions out there you might have for her?
All right, Miss Anna Faye. Kick this off. Let's see. So what is your favorite aspect to your work? And then go into what your least favorite is.
I think my favorite aspect would be the people in the financial aid community. That's my favorite aspect of it, because without them, I wouldn't think I would be here today. Least favorite, I think not enough time. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, with our profession, there's always something going on, right? So we just don't have enough time to do what we need to do.
That's true, unless you want to work all day long.
No, I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh. And Anafe, so do you find that, you know, you thrive, like, would you say you thrive in your community? Like, you need connectivity in order to thrive in your community?
Yes, I actually thrive when there's people around. I mean, I'm a people person. So, and when I'm immersed in, let's say, whatever that may be, committee work or project, I thrive and make sure that we, you know, get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And that, you know, these times have made it tough, but I think many of us are coming through the other end finally, finding how best to connect with our fellow employees and others.
The first few months, you know, while we're working from home was a little bit tough. Yes. Mm.
Did you, were you able to come up with anything to kind of like keep you guys connected, especially with your office?
Yes, we found some tools, and I think Dennis introduced me. Again, Dennis has a lot of ideas, you know. So he introduced me with Microsoft Teams. So we connect within the office through Microsoft Teams. I can't keep up with my staff now. I mean, they're using that all day long. And I think it's great. It's one way to connect. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, staff meetings via Zoom. We mm-hmm. try to do that weekly, but probably not this week since it's our first week of the semester. And I know at one time, which we need to do again, we had a Zoom happy hour.
Oh, nice,
hey.
Nice.
We did that once, and we need to do that again because I think that was great. You know, you're in your own element. It was after hours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a brother who does that. He does his staff meetings. He works for the city of Milwaukee, and they do it late in the day, end of the week.
Yeah.
And so they kind of make it that kind of scenario. You know, if you want to break out a drink or whatever, that's fine.
Yes.
That's why it's after hours.
Need to remind you, yeah, it was after hours.
After hours. Exactly. Yes. I was going to say, Anafe, we've done it once too in the office, and Marisol and I were talking about maybe doing another one, maybe hopefully after the peak registration period. So yeah, those are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. After
it's
hours,
a lot of fun.
Dennis,
yeah.
After hours. Yeah.
I understand. I got you.
Yeah, I do miss, and I think everyone does, you know, getting together and just have conversation, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the same room. So mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, one of my staff just reminded me a couple weeks ago. Hey, remember this day when we went to the beach? That was like last year. And like, yes, we were celebrating our end of summer, you know, just before fall, we went to the beach and we didn't do that this year. So
yeah, it's been tough.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Next year we'll make it up. Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, Miss Anafe. So I have another question for you here. So you are the president of CASFA. What's next?
Well, as far as CASFA, what's next? Well, in 2 months, actually less than 2 months now, we are going to have our first virtual CASFA conference.
Hey,
wow.
Plug in there. Yes. So I hope everyone... join us. It's going to be from October. Let me make sure I have the date right. October 26th through October 30th. So we're going to have it for 5 days.
Okay. You're spreading it out a little bit. That's good.
Yes. Okay. Spread it for 5 days. And we have a great set of sessions. And I believe the save the date and a list of sessions have been posted at the CASFA website. So I would, you know, encourage everyone to peruse through that. And we are busy building our virtual platform. So I'm excited, and we hope to have a great CASFA conference virtually. And because since we are in this mode at this time where we're working from home, and I think we're all longing for training, because it seems like mm-hmm. all of the conferences prior to this have been canceled mm-hmm. or rescheduled for next year. Mm-hmm. So training is like what we're striving for. We are going to continue, in a sense, our training, our training sessions after the conference. So if you participate at the conference, you paid the conference fee, you will be invited to our monthly or by, you know, every 2 weeks kind of training sessions. And we have we're building that curriculum right now.
Okay. Yes. Is that something that you're going to oversee? Because I know, obviously, when we hit the conference time, just like with CSFA now, we're on different calendars, you'll be handing the reins over to the new incoming president, who is currently president-elect. Correct. And who is that?
Yes. It's Mr. Jesse Marquez.
Oh, so yes.
He is our incoming president.
From a different segment, too, everybody. He's not from the community colleges.
He's from Whittier College.
Whittier College. And I know him from many years before. He's been involved in a lot of things CASFA-wise and in different industry, in different parts of our higher education industry. And then you'll move on to the sweet pasture of past president. How nice will that be?
Yeah, past president, and I will be involved in the CASFA training.
Okay, good.
Committee. So I'm actually one of the one of the trainers for CASFA. Also, we started last year.
Okay.
So in addition to being president, I'm doing the CASFA training, and we'll continue on and be part of the training group.
Well, and not to boast you up any more than we've already done so on this show. But I think you are easily probably one of the highestly qualified people, because I believe I just saw some announcement recently, NASFA certified financial aid administrator. You've gone and passed all their rigorous testing. Well done, Anna Faye.
Wow, that was a hard test. Yes, I took the test this week, actually. And I passed it. It's the Certified Financial Aid Administrators exam by NASFA. Yes.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Well, I got one last question here before we'll roll into our last segment. So what kind of words of encouragement can we give to our fellow financial aid brethren out there to get involved in associations like CASFA and CSFA?
Well, I think to me it's positive attitude, you know, and the key to really be successful in this organization or our profession is connections.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with your, you know, with fellow colleagues. Reach out to financial aid directors or seasoned, you know, financial aid professional. Be involved. And because through my involvement, that's pretty much why I'm here, because I really enjoy my profession.
I think you're right. I think it drags out in people more enjoyment of their work if they're working mm-hmm. with colleagues from across the state with different ideas and different perspectives. We've been to enough exec board meetings between the two of us and all the different roles that you just get to meet a variety of people. And so, the words of encouragement I would give on top of that, just do it. Get involved. I mean, it's not 50 hours a week.
Get involved, please. We do need people, both associations. We do need people. So don't be afraid, because I'm actually a very shy person, believe it or not. If you're a shy person, actually being involved will take the edge off a little bit, and, you know, you grow out of it.
No doubt. Well, Anna Faye, you've made it this far. Why don't you just hang with us to the end of the show? We're going to go ahead, though, and take another short musical interlude, though, before we get to that and before we head into our last sip segment here. All right, just a little break there to get us into our last sip segment. There you go. Get that last sip in, everybody. We're into the last part here. So, Anna Faye, one of the things me and Dana have been doing on these shows is a little I dare you to segment that we'll do, like, I dare you to listen to, and then Dana will have some incredible music. Or I'll put out an I dare you to read a book or, you know, a magazine or an app or anything. Do you have anything for our listeners as far as you'd like to dare them to read, write, whatever?
Yeah, well, you know, I read this book last year. It's called Essentialism. It's the Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I really like this book because it's, you know, because there's just so much clutter in our life.
Absolutely.
Whether it's, whether they're things or, for Eli, in my case, I was, you know, getting involved with so many committees off on campus and many things. And I said, you know, it's just getting to be too much for me. And, this book kind of helped me, in a sense, cut the red tape.
Yes.
So the question I would always ask myself, if there's something that would come my way, I ask myself, is this the very most important thing I should be doing with my time and resources right now?
Mm-hmm.
And if I answer a definitive yes, then I'll do it. If I'm wishy-washy or I can't say a definitive yes, then I would have to, you know, say no. I would love to, but I would say no. Yeah. And that really helped me because then I can concentrate on things that's really important for me in my life. Like being involved in CASFA, CISFA, and financial aid, because I think I really enjoy that. And, you know, I got to then pursue my teaching at the same time.
That's true. On top of everything else you do during your 24-hour day, you also teach classes. You build out Canvas shells for classes and financial aid info. You're doing it all, Anna Faye.
Thank you. But I also, actually, I also teach a business course at community college.
Yeah. What? Anna Faye, I did not know this.
Yeah, I'm an adjunct faculty at another community college. I teach, currently this semester, I'm teaching Introduction to Business.
Wow. That's amazing, Anna Faye.
See, we've got a multifaceted person here as our president of CASFA. So everyone can strive to be a little bit more like Anna Faye. And Anna Faye, I got to say, that book choice of yours is fantastic. You know why? It is somewhere behind me. People can't see the Zoom. The Zoom is only for us. But somewhere behind me is that book waiting to be read. I have it somewhere in the house.
Really?
Yes.
I know you gave me this book, Digital Minimalism.
Yes.
Similar
yes. ideas, yes. And those are going to be some of the books I'm going to use in my I Dare You To parts over time itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's about all we have time for today, everybody. But there's always going to be another episode. So I want to thank our co-host, Dana, and CASFA President Anna Faye Robinson for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, everyone, remember to check out the CASFA website, CISFA website. Sorry, guys, at cccsfaaa.org. That's cccsfaaa.org. You will find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all WBC, that's What's Brewing CISFA podcast, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can always find our episodes at wbccisfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's pod and bean is one word.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and myself.
This has been episode number 17, recorded the morning of Friday, September 4th, 2020.
Have a great day.
And have a great weekend.